Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com, look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland. Every March 17th, we honor St. Patrick by getting wasted. Right? But we don't know. We don't know. St. Patrick could be up in heaven going, I didn't even drink. What are these people doing? I like their color blue. I made that very clear. Can someone remind God I'm from Italy? I don't want to rock the boat here, but these Irish are degenerates.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in today on a Friday. I love my Friday shows. Cut loose a little bit and always try to introduce new content, interesting content, things you haven't heard, because, you know, there's a million shows out there of people saying things about the same. They're about the same. And so conservative talk show hosts like mine, a lot of times they get talking points, and the talking points are, that's why you could listen to a lot of different shows and kind of hear the same things, is they have talking points. We have no talking points here. It is kind of like whatever we want to cover. And I love that about being able to tell the truth. And this is why I'm privately owned, and hardly any other shows can say they're privately owned in America. But this is the reason I remain privately owned, is to be able to say the things I want to say, cover the information that I want to cover. I've got Morley Robbins. The book is Cure. And I love Morley because Morley is willing and able to talk about so many things in our history. You guys are going to learn so much in this hour. But what I want to tell you about Morley is that he will take your calls today. So last time he was on, we had so much information to get through, talking about copper and history and everything else, our food supply, that I didn't allow for a lot of phone calls. Today, we're going to take your calls. And so please keep them to copper. Last hour, we had somebody calling in about Guantanamo. That wasn't even the subject. That's okay. It's a Friday, but let's keep it to the subjects we're actually talking about in this hour, if you don't mind. But 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. If you have a specific question for Morley, we would love to hear it. Morley's more than willing to take on your phone call. Loves questions. That's what I love about him. And welcome to the show, Morley Robbins. How are you?
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, I guess. You know, Daly's a very Irish name. I have green eyes and dark hair and fair skin, and I look Irish and everything else. I'm actually German and Swedish, maybe a little Irish in there. But it's St. Patty's Day, and I love the opening clip with Jim Gaffigan. Too funny. Pointing out the bizarre things that we do on St. Patrick's Day. But welcome, and let's kick this off with a story about history. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine about 100 years ago. You want to?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
There's a very famous team that worked together. Otto Warburg and Hans Krebs. Hans Krebs actually worked with Otto Warburg back in 1926 to 1930. And it's absolutely wild to see the exchanges they had in their publications, because each one was smarter than the other. It was just it was very interesting.
Yeah.
But in 1927, they decided to take two groups of birds. They took pigeons and geese. And back then, you got to understand, back in the 20s, they were really trying to understand, what is this thing called iron? And what is this thing called copper? And how do we make energy? And it was fascinating to see all these different research teams trying to figure it out. It was a real land grab.
Yeah.
And they bled these birds, pigeons and geese, almost to the point of death. Because when you bleed a bird, or you bleed any animal, you're losing all the iron, so then you're losing the ability to move oxygen, right?
Okay.
They wanted to see what's the body's response to a massive, almost death-like loss of iron, and they were shocked to see the response.
What was the response?
There was a threefold increase in copper ions and enzymes in the pigeons and a sixfold increase in copper enzymes in the geese. And what that, the significance of that research, the why it's so important, and I found this article, it was in German, I had to get it translated so I could read it in its entirety. What it means is that copper regulates iron. Because when there's a loss of iron and the body's response is to produce copper enzymes, it means that copper is the general and iron is the foot soldier. And that's what people don't know in terms of how their body runs.
We've got it backwards. So we've got it completely backwards. The medical community will sell you all day long on iron. Everything is iron, iron testing. You need this for your iron, and overloading iron to the point that it rests in our tissues, which is really dangerous, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you another little historical fact.
Okay.
In the 50s, I was born in 1952. And back then, Geritol was a really big selling product.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Geritol, of course.
Geritol. Here's the backstory that nobody knows about.
Okay.
As soon as those ads went on the air, they were taken to court. They were being sued by a federal agency. And it took 10 years for that lawsuit to work its way through the courts. And in the early 60s, they had to take those ads off because they were blatantly wrong, misleading, and they were called on it in the court system. Now, here's the question.
Okay.
Who was the government agency?
Yeah.
Was it the FDA or was it the FTC? Who do you think had more interest in shutting down those false advertisements?
Wouldn't it be the FDA?
You would think it would be the FDA,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what that agency stands for? Facilitate Death in America. And
so true. Go ahead. Oh, wow, so I love it.
It turns out it was the FTC. The FTC won the lawsuit, stopped the ads, and the FDA was silent throughout the whole 10 years of the court system.
Interesting. Why? Why were they so invested?
I think it really speaks to the problems we're having today. They had no interest in our health and well-being.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so evident. I mean, it's so obvious, I guess. You know, it really is. It's so obvious that it's almost people just, they don't want to know that we could survive without these agencies, that we could actually have a great country without these agencies. People have, they have sold us on relying on them for everything, right? And it's just amazing to me that we do.
10 years ago, I was involved with the Weston A. Price movement, and I actually went to Washington, D.C., to lobby congressmen and senators about legislation that Dick Durbin from Illinois wanted to introduce about shutting down supplements. And I was like, I had the distinct honor of actually meeting with his legislative aide. I was like, I was beyond belief. I was just like, oh my God, he didn't care what I said. He had absolutely no interest in knowing the factual basis of what the supplements did. He was just, he sat there very politely for about 20 minutes, and then he said, well, I've got to go. But it was such a cold shower.
Yeah.
I could not believe that he didn't want to know the facts. He didn't want to know the truth of the situation. So maybe that was an isolated situation. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I was just really stunned by the irreverence of the legislative aide. He's the number two guy in the office.
Right.
And he didn't want to know anything.
Didn't want to know anything. Jeez. You know, it just doesn't surprise me, though, at all, I guess. Right. You know, Morley Robbins wrote the book on copper, and it's also FIQ copper that I talk about every day. You need to have this supplement because it is like the master. It's the general, and we don't have it. And doctors are not trained to know about copper, ask about copper. It's like it's been eliminated from the vocabulary. And that's why I'm so glad to have Morley on. His book Cure, C-U-R-E, is Cure Your Fatigue. It's an amazing book. And I know many of you, because I have a fourth hour group, are enjoying that book, got that book. I have a fourth hour off the air special private group. And we were talking last night, and it came up because there's so much information in there about copper. It's really important. If you have questions about it, if you have questions about taking copper, Morley's your guy. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call up and ask questions about this, because it is a... I guess it wouldn't stun me anymore, because the last 100 years have been such a crap show of information, of getting the wrong information consistently from the medical community. And I wish people realize that, but we do have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're talking with Morley Robbins. Here we go. Go right.
Hi, Morley. Hey, what if you took a fine file and filed a little shaving off a penny? And just kind of put it on your tongue.
Okay.
You first.
Thanks. Yeah, you first. I love it. Go ahead.
I think what you have to know is that in 1982, they stopped making pennies out of copper. They're made out of zinc now. There may be a slight veneer of copper, but I think you're far better off getting either grass-fed organ meats or getting products like the Recuperate.
Like the FIQ.
FIQ. Yeah. You just got to be really careful about the metal filings.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Hi.
Don't do that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Robbins. I was at the second Weston Price conference in Silver Spring, Maryland, way back when, and Tom Cowan was there. So that was a wonderful organization. It's interesting that you were associated with them. But one question is, I heard that if you have adequate levels of copper, parasites cannot exist in your body. Is that correct?
Ooh, good question. Thank you.
That's actually very true. There's a wonderful author. She's actually an animal farmer in Australia. Her name is Pat Colby, C-O-L-E-B-Y.
Okay.
She's written 4 books: Natural Goat Care, Cattle Care, Horse Care, and Sheep Care. And in all 4 of her books, she talks about the fact that any animal that is copper deficient will have parasites. Any animal with parasites is copper deficient. Now, what we have to understand is, over the last several years, we've learned about viruses. And the most important thing we learned in 2020 through 2022 is that viruses are the excrement of parasites.
Oh, wow. The product. So because I think the whole virus sham with the Rockefellers naming an invisible thing virus until you mix it up with disease, you know, was such a scam.
But no one was talking about the fact that copper as a agent on this planet.
Right.
It's the perfect antimicrobial agent.
So then wouldn't it be like a bacteria then? I mean, if the parasites, wouldn't the parasite excrement be a bacteria?
That's a great question. I just know several people commented.
We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Morley Robbins, author of Cure. I'll take all your calls when we come back.
Results with fewer side effects.
Talk lines are open now.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I know, my Sharona. Hey, I'm living in the 80s today. What can I say? And welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. This is a Friday. We're just hitting 19.5 million on SoundCloud. Thank you for that. That means you've been sharing the show. And I love that. And that's just the show after the show. So that's the podcast that we turn the live show into a podcast every single day. And then that's people listening to that, not even the live show. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. We're going to hit 20 million and we got in a couple of weeks and I got to celebrate. We got to do something big. So email me and give me some ideas. I have Morley Robbins on who wrote the book about copper. The book is Cure, C-U-R-E. And it's a play on words and you've got to check this book out. Cure Your Fatigue. Morley Robbins. You're going to love this book because it's chock full of history too. Food supply history, all kinds of things that are finally going to make sense to you. And this is why I like Morley. And of course, I have a caller. So we'll kick this off with a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Morley Robbins. Go right ahead.
Is that me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for a great subject. And thank you, Morley, for being on with us.
Thanks.
I just have a question. What should our copper number be, and how do you find it? Is it a blood test?
Nice. Thank you.
That's a great question. Wonderful question. So you would have to ask your doctor to do it. Or you can go, there's a website called requestatest.com.
Okay.
And put in the search bar, full Monty iron panel. It's a panel that I put together that looks at 12 different markers. And if you asked your doctor to do this, they would think you have three heads because they've never measured copper or the protein for copper called ceruloplasmin. But to answer your question, the ideal copper in the serum. So serum is the fluid that the red blood cells swim in, and spell it S-E-A-R-U-M. That way you think of seawater, and the copper level should be 100. In the serum, and the ceruloplasmin, which is the copper protein, cerulo, blue, plasmin, the blood, that should be 30. And so the ratio of copper to ceruloplasmin should be 3.33. And when it's below that,
interesting number.
When it's below that, it means you don't have enough copper or retinol in your diet. And if your number is above that, I've got clients in the fours and fives. I even have one client in a six, which is very, very high. What that's revealing is that there's inflammation in the body, most likely in the liver, and the copper has become unbound. Why? Because the body's really smart and it's trying to kill microbes. That's really what it's trying to do.
Wow.
So it's copper's 100, ceruloplasmin 30, ratio 3.33.
So when people's, okay, so if somebody's taking a copper supplement, okay, you're taking a copper supplement, and how would you know when you've hit the mark? And can you stay at that mark? I mean, do you need to continuously take it as a supplement?
Okay, great question. Where to begin? So our ancestors regularly had copper in their diet. Our ancestors were making wine, they were made in barrels that would have copper in them. The vats the beer was made in were copper vats. Now all those vats are glass lined, so we don't get access to the copper. The nuts and seeds, seafoods, the organ meats that our ancestors would eat all had copper in them. Doesn't exist anymore. And so back in the 1930s, 20s and 30s, it was not unusual for someone to get 4 to 6 milligrams of copper in their diet.
Okay.
4 to 6 milligrams.
A day?
a day. Uh-huh. And today, the RDA is 0.9 milligrams.
Jeez.
They have so narrowed it down, made it just subsistence level. We are barely getting what we need. And the thing is, what people don't realize is how critical this mineral is to vitalize our body. We think nothing of taking iron supplements just because we've been conditioned and brainwashed that iron is our friend. It's not our friend.
Right.
And it's copper that needs to regulate that iron. And if we don't have the copper in the diet, then it becomes a problem. When is there too much? I think what people have been taught to believe is that if they take too much copper, they're going to get loopy in the head or racing mind or something like that. What they don't realize is what the copper is doing. Copper in the food, or especially copper in a supplement, it's going to mobilize iron that's been stored in your tissue. No one's ever told you about the level of iron that's in your, in your body.
And it's bad in the tissues.
And it's very bad in the tissues. So a good rule of thumb for people is to take your age, multiply it times 365, and you're going to get a big five-digit number. Mine is 26,000, because I'm 70 years old.
Right.
So I'm supposed to have 5,000 milligrams of iron. I have 26,000 as someone who's that age. And this is not my calculation. Mm-hmm. This is what iron biologists use in their calculations. So we live in a very iron toxic world, and everyone has been brainwashed, and it really is a brainwashing. They've been brainwashed to be fearful of too much copper, when in fact, we're drowning in iron.
So before we take the caller, I just want to ask this real quick then. So if you're taking a copper supplement, is there at a, or do you get to a point where you don't have to take it for a while, or is it, or are we so devoid of it and it's so needed as the Master General that we need to continue taking it because it's so void in our diet?
Are there any easy questions?
Sorry.
No, it's a great question.
Okay.
The thing is, it depends on what type of copper. I think the more food-based forms are the best.
Okay.
And that's really what we've tried to do with the FIQ, is make it as food-based as possible. Even though it's something called copper bisglycinate, it's being mixed in with desiccated beef liver and spirulina, which is really, really important. There are many different forms of copper supplements out there. The vast majority of them are not the right type of copper.
FIQ is, though. That's why I've been telling people to go down to the bottom of my site, click on the FIQ so the show gets credit, and order their Recuperate Copper, because you put it with the things that it needs to be put with, too. So
that's the key.
Yep, I've got another question for you. Okay, go ahead, caller. You're live.
I found some copper glycinate, not copper biglycinate, or bisglycinate, I think it is. Is that stuff unavailable to the body, or is it just maybe not quite as good as the bisglycinate?
Thanks. Excellent question.
Wonderful question. My understanding is that the bisglycinate, and copper, for those who follow copper, they may know that it comes in copper 1, copper 2. And people have been told about proper copper is the copper 1. Well, there's actually a third form of copper, and it's called copper neutral. And what I understand, and I will look into this and get the information back to Kate later, my understanding is that the bisglycinate, I think it really stands for 2-glycinate, but my understanding is the bisglycinate is the copper neutral. I'm not certain about the copper glycinate, and I'll look into that. But the bisglycinate, I know for a fact, is copper neutral, and it goes right into the cell the way it's designed to do by Mother Nature.
So
that's really what we're seeking.
The bi one is the one that you want to have. That's
exactly.
The one.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I love that. Hi, caller. Oops. Oh, we got to hang up. Okay. Call back 888-673-1450. Excellent questions, because I just didn't know if it was a supplement that you take forever. Because I know when you get up to a good level of vitamin D, you stop for a while. You know what I mean? You don't need it. And what do you?
It's something that needs to be restored daily.
Okay.
And or should I say daily?
I love it. I love it.
But, it's so lost in our diet that at the end of the day, what I encourage my colleagues and clients to do is follow your intuition. I encourage people to really take an active part in trying to bring their body back into balance. And if something doesn't feel right, yield. sensation.
I love it. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're on the line with Morley Robbins.
Yeah, I liked the information he gave on that testing.
Yeah.
I was just curious, is if we buy that test, do we need to take it somewhere to draw blood, or do we or how much blood do you need to do those kind of
tests? Thank you. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Morley.
Yep. That site, request a test. The other one that you can order that same blood test is called Ulta, U-L-T-A, wellness.com. They both have the full Monty Iron panel. What you're going to do is you're going to pay for the test online.
Mm-hmm.
Costs about $250, $275.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any money. I don't want people thinking I'm pimping
for
blood testing. But you're going to pay for it online. You're going to get a receipt and a confirmation. You're going to take both of those documents to a blood center. Either LabCorp or Quest will support both of those order entry companies. And they're going to take about 8 vials of blood. That's about 80 cc's of blood.
Okay.
And that's enough to run the test.
Excellent. Okay. Another caller for you. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. You're on with Morley Robbins. Keep it quick.
Okay. So if parasites are the result of too low of copper, there is a skin parasite called the Demodex that you can see if you use a 15 times magnification mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurs to me that when you're taking copper and you don't want to go pay for lab tests,
mm-hmm.
could you follow the amount of Demodex you can get out of your skin?
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of topical products, just like simply green tea, will make the mites come out of your skin. You can see them come out.
Oh,
could you
lovely.
Use that to mm-hmm. follow whether you have enough copper?
Okay. All right. Morley?
No, that's a fascinating way to measure it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you couldn't do that.
Right.
The other thing you might look into is there's two other products. There's copper cream
mm-hmm.
made by Reverse Skin Aging,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful product. And there's something called copper hydrazole that you could actually drink.
I think
people need to be doing mm-hmm. all three.
I have a question from my fourth hour group, and that was, what about drinking out of a coffee mug? They sell these a lot.
If we were in India, yes. but the sanitation of our water is very different, and a lot of chemicals in it, so you have to be very careful about that.
Yeah, okay. Coffee mug or copper mugs.
That's probably the most frequently asked question is, can I just get my copper from a mug? And I'm like, I wish it were that easy.
I know.
And in India, all they're doing is they are killing the microbes in the water. They're
mm-hmm.
not using it as a source of copper. Their diet is based on incredible herbs and spices that have copper,
mm-hmm.
but they're not using the copper cup as a source of copper.
Do we have copper in our water supply?
Yeah, well, the copper pipes are going to have some, but it's a minimal amount. It's not going to be an issue.
Okay. We're going to go to a break, but I'm going to open the phone lines again when we get right back. And, of course, you can ask Morley any questions about copper. That's why he's here. This is part two of our interview.
Iron.
Because I was told I was low in iron, right? And so, of course, they say, you know, take iron. Well, it's not simple like that, and it's probably not the best advice. Up your copper. We'll be right back. More with Morley Robbins, who wrote the book Cure. You've got to read this book. It's just chock full of things that will finally make sense to you about the last 100 years, too, about our bodies. Be right back.
Why they were voted best in Southern Utah. Now 3 years in a row, Chef Amy invites you to make your reservation today and treat yourself to fine dining at Aragosta Restaurant. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and feeling all right. A little Joe Cocker for you. I actually waited on Joe Cocker like 30 years ago. One of the nicest people to wait on. I dealt with a lot of celebrities at the restaurant I was at, and he was one of the kindest. Of course, Joe Cocker, feeling all right. So glad to have you listening on a Friday. I have Morley Robbins, the author of Cure, C-U-R-E. I talk about the FIQ supplements a lot because I want people to be taking copper every single day, and I want them to be healthier. We have been told a whole lot of lies about iron and copper and everything else. And part of the waking up that we need to do as a populace is to understand that the medical cabal, and when Simon Flexner and the Rockefellers got a hold of the medical cabal, and originally it was to use petroleum in products, and then it turned into the controlled takeover of Johns Hopkins hospitals, and I've done many shows on that, and introduced virology departments. And if you didn't get on board of the invisible virus, then you were tossed out and you could not, your school was closed. And that was about 100 years ago. And ever since then, they've taken over this medical cabal. And so the training, everything they do is anti-health. And this is why doctors don't know about health. When I was in the hospital and my husband, they wanted to kill off my husband with remdesivir and a ventilator, couldn't wait to get their grubby little hands on him. And I said no. And we gave him high dose vitamins to get him out of the hospital. My husband walked out of the ICU in 3 days, and the guy on the right died and the guy on the left died. But my husband walked out in flip-flops. Why is that? Well, the doctor seriously told me vitamins didn't do anything for him. He's just a Christmas miracle. Now, I can't imagine a doctor saying that, but that was the IQ level of the idiot that worked at my local hospital. And so I learned a lot in that instance. And I'm so glad Morley's here because there's so much to understand about the body. Morley is a first-rate researcher and understands the body in so many aspects and in so many ways, and puts together history in this. So the book is called Cure, C-U-R-E, Your Fatigue. Morley Robbins, get the book. And then also get on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com, and order up some copper and magnesium. And we should be taking magnesium. Magnesium is just as important. Did you want to comment on that too?
No, it's I think it's important for people to know that it's a suite of products that we need to be taking. We've got to have the cod liver oil. Mm-hmm. We've got to have the whole food vitamin C. We've got to have the magnesium. There's a whole number.
I just started taking that from you, whole food vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a handful of supplements that are designed to be taken together to really wake the body up and allow it to produce energy the way it's designed to. See, yeah. We just didn't know what the magic mix was. Well, now we do, and it's so important to understand that when we're under stress, and who isn't under stress? Except Kate doesn't. She's never under stress.
No, not at all.
but when we're under stress, yeah, we've got to be able to produce energy. That's the absolute requirement. The number one purpose of our being is to make energy, and we can, once we have that energy, we can do a lot of things. That's why the book is called Cure Your Fatigue, overcome your inability to make energy. And that's really what this is all about. It's a very important principle.
Oh, I love it. 888-673-1450. So glyphosate, the fertilizer we sweep our food with so many times. And remember, since 1995, when the autism rate went up, we started dousing it during the entire growing season and afterwards and everything. So all the spraying went up. But that targets copper out of the body. But a lot of things do, right?
Right.
Take copper out.
That's probably one of the most perfect copper chelators. It'll just bind it up in the soil and it can't get into the plant system. But ascorbic acid is not our friend. People blanch when I say that, but the people who discovered the copper protein said it's a very dangerous chemical.
Absorbic acid. You need the whole food C. And you guys actually sell that at FIQ. There's at FIQ, they have that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just a couple of comments here that people might find interesting.
Okay.
My blood has been getting very opaque and pink in the last several years. It's back to being red, I found out yesterday. So
wow.
There's something. I've been on the protocol for a month, the FIQ.
Nice.
My blood is red, and I think my long dead thyroid might be coming back to life.
Wow.
That is huge for those out there who have hypothyroidism, because it drives you crazy.
Yes.
So we will see.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Thank you.
That's not at all unusual, and I'm thrilled to hear you're having that response. The form of anemia is called hypochromia, low mm-hmm. redness, if mm-hmm. you will. It's very, very common problem, and it perks right back once you have copper in the system. The issue with hypothyroid, it's the biggest scam on the planet.
Is it? You might want to comment about that. There's a lot of people out there with thyroid issues.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who's low thyroid function, hypothyroid, is retinol deficient.
Hmm.
And if you don't have retinol, that's important. People need to know that the thyroid receptor needs to bind up with another receptor called RXR. Retinoid X receptor. It's a big deal. We don't have time to get into it right now. But if TR can't connect with RXR, which is a derivative of retinol, you can't make the thyroid hormone.
Mm.
Oh, when did they start taking vitamin A out of our diet? Back in the 50s when Eisenhower had his first heart attack. And people didn't realize that when they took cholesterol out of the diet, mm-hmm. they were taking retinol out of the diet.
Oh, wow.
And the relationship between retinol, vitamin mm-hmm, A, animal-based mm-hmm. vitamin A, and copper is mind-blowing. And maybe we'll spend some time
Do you need to be taking retinol and, if you have a thyroid, like retinol and copper, did they regulate each other?
Yes, absolutely. And so it turns out that everyone knows, if they're worried about their thyroid, they know their T4 and T3 number. What's important to know is that T4, according to the European endocrinologists, as opposed to the American endocrinologists,
mm-hmm.
the T4 relates to serum copper that we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
and T3 relates to an active form called ferrooxidase, which we haven't really discussed much, but it's a very important enzyme in our body that regulates iron, but make sure that things are kept in balance. So the thyroid, in my world, mm-hmm. based on my research, the thyroid does not run the body. The thyroid responds to copper status in the body.
Okay.
That's a very different paradigm for people to be thinking about.
What about like rheumatoid arthritis and major inflammation that's going on? What are your thoughts on those types of things?
Very simple. It's iron overload with uric acid, and it gets into particular components of the joint,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a disease. It's energy dysregulation. There's fatigue in
mm-hmm.
the joint,
mm-hmm.
and iron's not being managed because there isn't enough bioavailable copper to regulate it. There are thousands of conditions like this, Kate.
And one, you would probably say the same thing. It goes down to the master mineral being present and being able to tell all the foot soldiers what to do. Otherwise, you're screwed up.
The origin of every condition that people know about that they may deal with or suffer from, the origin is cellular fatigue because of a lack of bioavailable copper to regulate the iron that gets in the way of making energy. That's it.
Wow.
That's the whole basis of all these conditions.
It's so simple. You know, I've talked about this. I mentioned this on the show. You would have to be basically Satan himself to understand the body the way that he could in order to lay down the tracks for what they've done to our food supply for 100 years and what they've done in the medical field to make us so devoid of nutrients and minerals that that we have the worst health that we've ever had in the history of our world, I would imagine, at this point. Because 1 in 2 gets cancer now, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
No question about it. So the world's authority, one of the world's authorities on copper, mm-hmm. he's now retired. His name was Joseph Prochaska. He was at the University of Minnesota in Duluth. Brilliant, brilliant researcher. And he published a very important article in 2011 that there were 11 copper enzymes. Wow. Okay. 11 copper enzymes. And last time we checked, humans were the most evolved species on the planet. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that's still true after 2022, mm-hmm. okay. but let's just accept that as face value. Mm-hmm. I came across an article last week about plants. Mm-hmm. Plants would be here. Humans would be up here in terms of evolution and sophistication of the body, right?
Right.
Plants have over 300 copper enzymes. And we have 11? Do you really believe that?
Oh, gosh.
And that's the disconnect that takes place out there. People have been so dumbed down about what copper does inside our body. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And then people wring their hands about worrying about getting too much.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to get the copper. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Do you have a question for Morley?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if this is the right time, but it's about clotting.
Okay,
sure. Go ahead, hurry. We're running out of time.
Well, I think I was shed upon because, you know, around Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I got clots in both lungs and pulmonary artery.
Wow.
And nearly killed me.
Oh, wow. And I'm so sorry. Okay.
I have never taken any of the shots, as you can imagine.
Let me have him comment since we're running out of time. Go ahead, Morley.
There are clotting factors called Roman 5 and mm-hmm. Roman 8, mm-hmm. and they're related to copper. It isn't about so much about whether to clot or not to clot. It's to regulate the viscosity of the blood. And when those clotting factors, 5 mm-hmm. and 8, mm-hmm. are not present, then you're going to have a serious problem.
And shedding? Did you want to comment on the shedding of the shots?
There's a lot of evidence that shedding is taking place, mm-hmm. and I don't think there's any scientific proof of it, mm-hmm. but I think there's enough anecdotal evidence to say it's a real phenomenon.
Pfizer was worried about it. I mean, they did put a whole section in their paperwork that they were court-ordered to show people, was that they were really nervous about it, talking about it, and thinking it was going to happen. Okay. So
the most important thing for anyone who's worried about long COVID, mm-hmm. get more copper.
Get more copper. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick. You got a question?
Yes, it's quick. Mm-hmm. I've already ordered the FIQ, but I've got nodules on my thyroid. Should I take a double dose or just a regular dose of the FIQ?
Interesting. Okay, Morley?
I'm very conservative. Mm-hmm. I would walk before you run.
Yeah.
See how you feel with what's recommended on the bottle. Let me give you a quick example. I've got mm-hmm. a client. I hope I've got enough time to share this.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Go for it.
87-year-old client. His name is Paul. Mm-hmm. And back in September, we were doing a consult, and I told him he needed to take one FIQ. He said, great, I'll do that. I get his blood work back in January, and where I was talking about serum mm-hmm. copper being 100, his was 207. I went,
whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I was getting ready for the conversation, and he gets on. I said, Paul, I couldn't help but notice that your copper was a little elevated. He said, yeah. He said, you know, you told me two things, Morley. He said, you told me that I was in charge. Mm-hmm. And to take one recuperate. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I decided to take six.
Whoa.
And I said, all right, okay. I said, what have you noticed since you took six? And again, we usually recommend one, maybe two.
Right.
He said, well, Morley, my sleep, my memory, my muscles, and everything's better.
And wow.
That's just with 8 weeks of using your product.
No way. Yeah.
No, this guy's 87 years old.
No way, I love it. Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, we have been told, it's toxic. And we just, you cannot believe the medical cabal. It is a cabal. If we haven't learned anything from 2020, that hit showed me everything I needed to see about the medical, about the establishment, the socialized medicine in America.
Everything changed when I found that the cholesterol goes back to the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And when I found that out, then I realized everything we've been told about health and nutrition and medicine is a bold-faced lie. And we have to really question it and be very willing to ask more discerning questions and wait for better answers. That's what we need to do, is be very insistent on getting better information. That's really what drives me, is getting people better information so they can make better decisions.
I love that. Morley Robbins, the book is Cure, C-U-R-E, Your Fatigue. I love this. Take his advice. FIQ Copper's on the bottom of katedalyradio.com. When you order through the link, when you click on the link, there's no code to put in. You just click on the link, and that gives a show credit. But let me just tell you, you need copper, magnesium, maybe some retinol, whole food C. They have so many wonderful products. Morley, thank you. And of course, be faithful, be fearless, and I'll see you back here on Monday.